So, welcome back to Horror in Heels. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And we are talking about urban legend today.
Urban legend.
If you haven't watched this movie,
where have you been?
Well, A, where have you been? B, pause now, because I will not be the bitch responsible for spoiling anything.
Oh, yeah. No.
If you haven't seen this movie, I usually go, it's on you. I don't want it to be on you this time, people. Please stop listening now. Go watch it. Go watch a platinum blonde Jonathan Jackson and then come back. And that's not a spoiler. It's literally.
And then press play. Press pause now.
Press pause.
And welcome back.
Welcome back to the show. I'm going to give my rating at the top. This is a 10 out of 10 for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's definitely one you at least have to watch once. Once.
It's got an amazing cast.
Again, the seat, like you said before, they just went to the CW lot and just
stole everyone. No worries. We've got Miss Rebecca Gayhart. We've got girl I've never seen before with red hair, but she's doing the damn thing.
So she's in the show Sybil. She plays Sybil's daughter. I don't know if you ever watched that sitcom, Sybil Shepherd.
I did not.
That show is actually pretty funny. I watched it last during the pandemic. It was on Prime. I might still be on there, but she was the daughter. But she was she was the older, somewhat annoying daughter, but so that's what I know her from. But other than that, yeah, she hasn't been in much.
Jared Leto, Jonathan Jackson, Robert Englund. I mean, just a cast and a half.
I can never recognize Jared Leto. Like, he could come up right now and, like, kiss me in the mouth, and I'd be like, oh, cool, who are you? Like, I would have no, I don't know why I cannot recognize it. Like, this is the only movie where I'm like, okay, I know that's him, but it's only because somebody told me it's him. I don't know why I can't, like,
poor Jared,
recognize his face.
Poor Jared.
I don't know. Rebecca Gayhart is from who you mentioned. She's on I recognized her from Beverly Hills 90210 from when I was watching that.
Yep.
And Loretta Devine. Yes, please.
Yep.
Love her.
Just a great cast, a fun movie, good ride. I even love the opening rainy sequence.
Oh, yeah.
I love a rainy opening.
So good. They just jump right into a situation, which we need to go over this whole situation. It's done well because the guy doesn't, like, when you watch it, when you know what's going on, he doesn't look like he's trying to kill her.
Right.
There's no cheating on the scene. Like, even when he gets her into the room and he's locking the door, he's looking outside like he's trying to
protect her.
Yeah, like he's trying to see where the guy is.
No, my heart breaks for him every time.
Yeah.
He's trying to save somebody's life here.
Yeah.
And poor guy fails. Not only fails, gets hit by a car.
Yeah, her car. By the person he's trying to save.
Right.
A double whammy there.
And then he manages to survive that only to be accused of the poor lady's murder and put in jail. And unfortunately, his stuttering problem. And I think it's interesting how this scene is very relatable. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who has a fairly undistinguishable stutter until he's nervous. Mm. And then it's very distinguishable.
And then it can get worse for some people, too.
Yes. It's so well done because we as the audience can see that he means well, that he means no harm. His actions are showing us this.
Well, the thing is, I only think that shows that after you know what's going to happen. Because when you watch it for the first, like I remember watching it for the first time in a long time, a few months ago.
I think because of the title of the movie, I already knew.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
If you, that's if you know, one of the most. And I have to tell you, it is such a popular urban legend that especially when I'm getting gas, I check my car before I get back in.
Yeah.
I don't turn my back. I turn my back to the tank, not to my car. The only time my back is turned to the car is when I'm putting my card in. Hmm. That is one of the urban legends that has definitely stuck with me and gotten me, because I'll tell you, I checked my
car. Yeah, I guess, if you know the urban legend, then it would make sense.
Yeah.
You would see it.
Yeah. What would you say is an urban legend that has really stuck with you? Mine is the person in the backseat, for sure.
I'm always afraid of people in the backseat, but I don't think that's from the urban legend. That's just from being aware of my surroundings and be like, gotcha. Because I do check my back seats, but I don't know if it's from that urban legend or just in general, like checking back seats. I don't know that any have I really like
my back seat is so cluttered with junk at this point in my life because I have a toddler. You ain't getting in there.
He's not getting in there. Not without making a noise.
Yeah. I'm hearing everything rustle.
I guess the one that would creeps me out the most is the call coming from inside the house.
I mean, and certainly way more of a possibility now with cell phones than ever before.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Totally. But I think but also in her defense, she was the gas attendant was Chucky, so I can see that was already a strike.
To be fair.
Then we open to the nice breezy college scene.
So much fun. Just hanging out.
Yep.
Talking urban legends in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
What high-end school are they at? Because those couches look swanky as fuck.
I was going to say, they were like some nice antique couches. Why would you waste that on college students?
Why did we have, like, there was a fireplace? Things were happening, guys. This was a high-end institution. Nasty.
Oh, and we have a little Joshua Jackson and Michael Rosenbaum reunion from Cursed, which we already did.
Yep. Guys, just assume if Joshua Jackson is in the movie, we're going to do the movie.
Yeah, which the Skulls is going to have to come up pretty soon.
I thought we did the Skulls.
No, you're thinking of Black Christmas 2019.
Oh, God. Oh, because we titled it Skulls
4. Because we called it the Skulls 4.
Yeah, jeez. I actually like Skulls 3 a lot. I like that a lady is...
Maybe we'll do the trilogy. Skull. We should, maybe we'll do it in the fall for school time.
Oh, that's a good idea. Okay. Look forward to that, everyone.
Yeah.
I know you all love when Jen and I plan the podcast.
Ahead of time. Joshua Jackson's actually in some good horrors, good if movies. You think about it. Because he's in Shudder, too.
I love Fringe.
That's a good show. I need to get back to that. I started that one. My parents watched that one.
The man who plays his father, who plays Walter, is just aces. Oh, yeah. Aces on the crazy scale. He's phenomenal. Like non-dangerous crazy. That's my wheelhouse.
That's jam.
He nails it. Okay, so back to the movie. They're all hanging out, telling urban legends, blah blah blah, and there's a legend about a mass killing at the hall. Nobody but one kid believes it, blah, 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 blah. Jared Leto's making fun of him left and right. Like, dude, I'm the reporter. I would have read the newspaper articles about that if it had really happened, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they all separate. We meet the protagonist's roommate. Who filled out the roommate form wrong? Because those two should not have been
right. They must have just been two leftovers, because played by the amazing Danielle Harris, by the way. I love her.
Yes. But, whew, should they not have been matched?
No.
No, not at all. Remember the good old days of dial-up internet?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I remember when we only had, like, 2 hours each. Me and my brother could only use 2 hours of the internet. A month.
A month?
Yeah.
How do you even break that down?
I don't know. I don't know how we survived.
Wait, 2 hours a month is 120 minutes divided by 30 days. That's 4 minutes a day, Jen.
Yeah, I blew through that constantly.
2 hours a month.
Maybe it was 2 hours a week, but I'm pretty sure it was a month. But I blew, whatever it was, I blew through it. Either way.
I'd love to try to put myself on an internet limit. Like, not that I have to, but just to see if I
could. Yeah, right? It's hard.
Spoiler alert, I don't think I could.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be one of those people who's going to, like, be justifying things, right? Like, okay, Jen and I are on the internet now, but this doesn't count.
Yeah, right?
This is work.
This is...
I paid bills. Have to do this. That's not work. You know, that's how I'm going to be doing it. That was fun. Apparently, she had walked in on her having relations the night before.
Kinky sex. Kinky. That would piss me off. Like... I'm not gonna lay here and listen to people having.
My roommate did it constantly.
I say that, but it did happen to me once. But in my defense, I was camping and I had nowhere else to go. If I were in a dorm, I would definitely leave.
Yeah, but if you get woken up by it, you're like,
yeah, it was not fun.
Yeah, not fun.
So she puts her headphones in to ignore it, which this was a good setup. I liked that they had a precedence for this event.
Right.
For when it happens again.
Mm-hmm. And the next morning, everybody's walking around campus, and the newspaper has reported the young lady in the car's death. We find out her name is Michelle, and she was decapitated.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a great look.
No, which, by the way the axe swung out of the window, I was like, how did it chop her head off and the axe part swung out the window?
Listen, you're picking holes at perfection. Stop.
I hate when they cheat stuff like that in movies, though.
I know you do, babe. I know.
I'm like, just make it make sense, please. I get it's for the dramatics, but come on.
This would have been a cool 3D movie.
Oh, yeah.
With all the different things, all the different car crashes and stuff. And
agreed, all the glass. And
yeah. And what's the main girl's name? Someone tell me.
It's Natalie.
Natalie. What was it, Natalie? Rebecca?
No, Rebecca was Brenda.
Oh, okay. So then Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie's very distraught. We don't know why yet. And she rips into Jared Leto for just doing what journalists do. So calm yourself. Deaths get reported on the daily.
Yeah.
And she is back in her dorm room trying to relax. And Mr. Joshua Jackson. Oh, wait. We missed
the classroom scene. Robert England. Yeah, that comes first.
Robert England plays a professor, Professor Wilkes.
I like that they brought horror legends.
Yeah. And he teaches an urban legends class of some sort. What a weird university class.
Right? And apparently they take it every year because Parker, Michael Rosenbaum, says he teaches this every semester. And I'm like, do you take this class every year?
No, but I mean, most people know what is taught in the popular courses from year to year.
Yeah, I guess.
We had one professor, one communications professor. He always made you do a speech like you were doing a cooking show.
Oh, yeah, I guess if they do something, that was like his thing.
So certain professors have things they do all the time and it just gets talked about.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't think he was taking it all the time. More that one of the upper fraternity brothers had told him to expect it in that class.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does a very good job. And then Joshua Jackson's character, Mr. Class Clown himself, decides he's going to play a prank.
Well, he volunteers
to play a prank.
Yeah, they're doing the Pop Rocks
and the
urban legend. And once he pulled out the Pepsi, I was like, well, you're fine. It has to have carbonation to it. So Pepsi's flat as hell. You're going to be fine. It's not just that it's soda. It's got to actually have carbonation to it.
You're such a Pepsi hater.
I hate Pepsi.
She really does, folks. Really does.
It has to be Pop Rocks and Coke, because if it's Pepsi, might as well be drinking water.
Wow. Do you guys hear that? Do you guys hear that hate? We are not getting a Pepsi endorsement, is what we've just learned.
It's fine.
That and Midori just never endorsing.
Just never happening. Yeah, so we think they're doing he's just doing an experiment. Joshua Jackson is like, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Takes the Pop Rocks, drinks the soda, then proceeds to seizure out, fall down with the green coming out of his mouth. That was dedication, because I couldn't.
Well, I just assumed that was from the Pop Rocks.
Yeah, it was. But I'm just saying, for him to be gargling it and letting it run down his face, I was like,
I couldn't do that. Yeah. You're right.
If I were in on that prank, I'd be like, I'm not going that far. Sorry.
The fact that there were no intellectual repercussions, the professor was just like, well, thank you for that.
I think the professor planned it. I thought the professor was in on it.
Oh.
That was the feeling I got.
Oh, it was not the feeling I got.
Oh. Well, let us know what you guys think.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us. Do you think Professor Wilkes was in on it or not? Let us know. So, okay. Now the campus finds out about Michelle's death. And then later on that night, Joshua Jackson goes to Natalie's room and offers to be a good listener out in the woods.
In the car, in the woods.
Girl, have you not met men?
Ever? One?
Have you never met a frat boy? Just one. That is code for I will tell you what you want to hear until your pants are off and my dick is inside of you.
That's it.
That's it.
That's he's not listening. Joke. He's not listening. Not with his ears.
Not with his ears. So
she falls
he decides to not give it up. Good for you, Natalie. And he decides to leave the safety of the vehicle to go pee the woods, even though somebody had been killed the day before.
Yeah. Which
and killed urban legend style. And let me tell you that a lot of the urban legends happen in the fucking woods.
Yeah.
These people just never avoiding the woods, Jen.
Why would you not wait? Like, even if you're trying to get some, go like to an attic or something or an unknown classroom in, on campus. Don't go out to the middle of nowhere. That was a huge campus.
Fraternity brother. Assumedly, he has his own room in that house.
just ridiculous.
I mean, they're piercing dogs' noses over there. They're very cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That poor dog.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That. Could you imagine somebody wanting to pierce your nose against your will if you were a dog? I'd be mad if somebody put me in one of those stupid little costumes as a dog. I swear to you all right now. I come back in my next life as a dog. My owner puts me in a stupid costume. I'm killing the bitch.
Do it.
I do not.
And then when I hear it on the news, I'm going to be like, oh, Alicia came back.
Yeah. Dog in tutu costume kills owner. Oh, that's Alicia.
That's Alicia.
So this poor doggy's getting its nose pierced. I don't know how they thought that was going to go, but I'm not asking questions. They're frat brothers. They're not smart. And they're out in the woods. And he goes to pee, and he gets got. In a way, if we could add to the list, I don't want you inadvertently hanging me, Jen.
Yeah.
If you could just put that on the list, thank you. I mean, as far as mind fucks to Natalie, this one has to be almost highest on the list.
Yeah.
She involuntarily kills somebody.
Yeah.
And
Unknowingly,
involuntarily, manslaughtered the shit out of somebody. Rough. Rough, rough, rough.
Like a dog. She gets away, though.
She goes to get our campus security, Reese, and love campus security.
Love her. She seems like more than campus security, because she's involved in a lot.
A lot, yeah, a lot is happening with her. I love it. Also, there's just one campus security person because she's all we see the whole time.
Just
the whole
one.
Time. She's it. So
you would think they could afford more than one person.
You would think, but apparently not.
They have fancy couches.
They have fancy couches. Well, they spent all their budget on the fancy couches. We can't be paying people. We also have one janitor for the whole school. We just saw the one the whole time.
Yeah, for that big ass campus.
Just a one. At one point, she has the nerve to tell him that the building's closed after 10. I'm like, bitch, he the janitor. The building's
closed. Yeah, right? Like, it's his
building. I think for safety reasons, he probably can't be there till it's closed.
Yeah.
Don't want people falling down wet steps. Although we will see him later just mopping the steps in broad daylight, and I don't think that was safe.
No.
Somebody should have taken a tumble down those just because. Because the law of averages says somebody fucking would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Especially college students.
Yeah. One night the steps in my dorm were very wet and I went right down them. Marble steps.
Oh, no.
Hairline fracture to the arm. It was fantastic.
Oh.
Which I didn't even realize I had till the next day because I like to ignore pain. I'm that person.
I do that too. I was like, take an aspirin. I'm like, meh.
My dad was like, we have health insurance. Perhaps go to the hospital before you have no arm. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't think it's arm loss worth.
Yeah, I'm not going to lose a whole arm.
Like, not that insane. So that happened. And she is freaking out. They go back and the killer has in a remarkable amount of time. Because remember, glass blasted out of that car from the
kicked. What kind of kick does that person like the windshield? That windshield kick. I was like, yo.
Mm-hmm. That was some steel toe boot action right there.
Right, had to be, especially when you know who the killer is.
Yeah. So This is one of those movies, though, even knowing who the killer is, I can't figure out how they did it.
The logistics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because...
I feel like there's a little cheating.
Yeah. And we'll get there.
Yeah.
But the car is clean. The body's gone. Just gone. I mean, amazing. There's no glass anywhere.
Nope. And I still... My car got broken into 3 years ago. The window was broken. I still find pieces of glass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not glass, because it's breakaway glass in our cars. It breaks away everywhere. You will find it for the rest of your day.
It's like confetti or glitter. It's like, it's just, it's going to be everywhere. You're going to be like, oh, it's all gone. No, it's not.
Never.
Still there.
There's no way in the time that the movie showed us it took for her to leave, get to Reese, and get back to the spot that you could clean up all that glass.
Yep.
No way on God's green earth. So now she's out of stage four in the freaking out. The next day she tells everyone what has happened. Nobody believes her. Apparently he was.
They think that he went. So why would she make that? I was like, why do they think she would make something like this up?
Well, because they say he's the number one prankster on campus. They do set him up as a person who likes to throw pranks.
But is she like a...
No. They're saying that he pranked her.
Oh, they're thinking that she was... Okay.
That she was pranked. He's not really dead. Right. No. They believe that she saw what she saw.
But they just thought that he was... Okay.
He pranked her.
Once again, this is why we don't hang out with people that do pranks. If somebody saw me get killed, they were like, Alicia, we saw Jin get killed. You'd be like, well, that bitch is dead.
Yes, very dead. 100% dead. I wouldn't be like, no, she's got this fake dummy body and don't worry about it. I'd be like, no, she dead.
She's dead. We need to get out of here now.
She's dead and we're next.
Yeah.
She's the black one in the horror movie. She went first and us white people are getting taken second. So let's
she's
go.
Black and she went first? Yeah, no. We got to get out of here.
Getting out of here.
Yeah, this is why reason number 422. Not to be a prankster and not to hang out with pranksters.
Exactly.
Because I will always be on my jump. And if you're a prankster, I'm going to be exhausted from believing every time that you trick me. So, because there's not going to be a time where I'm going to not take it seriously.
Yep.
So he's doomed. Nobody believes her.
That's fine.
Dead for that long and nobody cares or knows.
I mean, listen, I love Joshua Jackson, but this character I could have done without.
Yeah, and the platinum. And this was not his best look, I'll admit.
No. I'm usually always about Joshua Jackson.
Platinum. I think if you're going to go platinum, you need to gel. You need to do gel. Like, you can't just...
He was platinum in that other one, too. Popular or Gossip or something.
One of those. I don't know. But I feel like if you were going to go platinum, you had to gel it. You can't just let platinum just...
No, you can't.
Dry. You got to gel that up and spike it or do something to it.
Now I need to know which one it was that he was... Also platinum
in.
I feel like he might have been a little blonde still in Cruel Intentions.
Maybe that was it. I do remember him being blonde in something else. I just can't remember what it is.
Gossip.
Oh, all right. You're right.
Gossip. Yeah. Ooh, another very good looking cast. Kate Hudson, James Marsden, Norman Reedus.
Ooh.
Gossip, I think, is it's more drama. Okay, fine. Whatever. Oh, I think he's blonde and Apt Pupil with Devon Sawa, too.
I never saw that one.
He was apparently a voice in Muppets from Space. Oh, he was Justin You Should Have Left. Oh, we can do that movie.
Never heard of it.
That's the one with Kevin Bacon and Amanda Seyfried, The House.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, came out in 2020. God, he's so cute. Guys, I'm very distracted right now. I should not have looked up Joshua.
Let Joshua Jackson go for a second.
Okay.
He's dead now, so we can't.
I mean, by the way, not the one to... Why are we killing off the best one?
Right? Why are we starting...
screaming this shit, okay? The annoying one who was dating Tara Reid should have died. He was the worst.
Yeah.
Nobody would have missed him.
Lex Luthor can go. He's cute, though. I think he's underrated. I think he didn't make it because he played Lex Luthor and he was bald so much, and girls in high school are not about bald men. They don't appreciate the...
I'm just saying his character was...
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm talking about him as the actor. I was saying I don't know why
I never watched him as Lex Luthor.
Neither did I. Oh. But I'm saying that's where, because a lot of teens watch that, teen girls watch that show because of Tom, whatever his name is.
Sure.
Yeah, the guy who played Superman, can't think of his last name right now, but he was hot, and I just don't think the guy who played Lex Luthor got a lot of play because he was bald in the show, and that's what he was known for, so they didn't really see him as, like, a hot guy. But when he has hair, I think he's attractive. He's attractive in this, and he's attractive in Cursed, in my opinion.
I'm not saying he's not attractive. I'm saying he's annoying as fuck.
No, I know. That was separate.
Yeah, the actor's attractive. I'm sure the actor's lovely in real life. He just has a penchant for playing annoying fuck people.
Yeah, he was definitely awful.
Which makes me believe that he's probably very nice
and good person. Yeah.
Got that theory. So now we're up to the second death on campus, and this girl's freaking out. Things are really ramping up at this point in the movie. Things are going much quicker. She gets home. Her roommate is having what she thinks is sex again. She does not turn on the light. She goes, oops, sorry. Puts her headphones
right and goes to bed.
This, to me, is the worst one. The killer was right.
Again, with being killed right in front of someone or around people, like, that's what freaks me out about Scream 2 when Jada Pinkett gets stabbed in the theater around a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then getting killed with your roommate right next to you. Like, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
Or even in Scream.
There were people to help you and nobody helped. Did.
Even in Scream 1 with Drew Barrymore and her parents are right there and she can't.
Yeah. Like,
that's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also why you should make sure that your I'm dying noises are different from your sex noises.
Yeah, I feel like my I'm dying noises would be much different than
your sex noises.
Although I'm a mom of a 3-year-old, so I don't remember what my sex noises are anymore. I haven't heard them in so long. God damn. My kid would just sleep, guys, if my kid would just sleep.
Well, I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for sleep for TJ.
Thanks.
Yeah, and she was kinky, so maybe being choked is one of her sex ways. So don't, see?
Yeah.
These are things you gotta think about.
So, I mean, blood on the walls. Aren't you glad you didn't turn on the lights? No, sir, I'm not glad I didn't turn on the lights because...
Thanks, sarcastic ass.
Here's my whole...
And it had to smell. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, you know what? No, there was no blood. That was paint. They used paint. But the paint would have had a smell.
Oh, really?
Remember, she gets choked out. There's no blood.
No, I know she got choked, but I thought the person cut her afterwards. Cut her wrist to make it look like a suicide.
Oh, did I miss that?
Possibly. There was definitely... Yeah, I think they slit her wrist so that they thought it was a suicide. That's why they were so insistent that it was one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, good that you cleared that up because I couldn't really figure out why I just felt the administration desperately wanted it to be a suicide because now
just,
we're on.
Now we can just move on. And we can also just move on.
Death is fine. We've decided the other one is just off.
Now, one more and we have to put it in the brochure. So...
Yeah. Three or more, it's a brochure story, and we don't want that.
We don't want to. Because I would have insisted. I'd have been like, she was being murdered because I heard her making noise. Like,
yeah,
she was making noises like she was being killed. It wasn't, she was just quietly sitting there with her wrists cut.
Right. The noise I heard was not the noise I thought I heard.
Yeah.
This is a trope that gets played in a lot of movies, shows, in many different ways. The horny roommate, something happening to her, and the roommate or somebody else thinking it was simply sex noises.
Yeah, yeah, a lot.
Stop being so horny.
Yeah.
It'll save life.
Or have sex privately where people can't hear you.
Yeah. Did this girl not hear of a sock on the door? I mean...
Right? Like, just be respectful.
I mean, quite frankly, she was kind of really the worst. So, of all the people who got.
That one you're like, meh.
Eh, could care less.
Yeah.
Now, Natalie and Brenda are just walking. Brenda's really looking out for Natalie. And this is when we find out that Natalie knew Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
That they accidentally killed a man together.
Because Michelle wanted to play a prank, an urban legend, on a guy.
Yep.
For some reason, someone flashing headlights makes him veer out of control. which I don't understand. I was like, why does someone flash their headlights at you make you lose control of your vehicle?
It's never done it to me.
No, I would have simply pulled over and then let them drive on by.
Right.
But anyway, that's the story they decided to tell. Them flashing him with lights made him head on over the side of the freeway.
Yeah. Now, interestingly, they simply get probation for a year. Privileged white women.
Yeah.
I mean, if ever there was a testament to that. And here's the thing. Even if she was accepted to the college, that would have gone on her criminal record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You're not getting out of that.
You're not getting out of that. No. I'm sorry. You're not still going to the college.
Yeah, it's going to be... You're going to have to just go find a job because...
Yeah.
Or go to community college. They'll take anybody in community college.
Right. And then she's... Natalie's losing it. She thinks she sees killers everywhere.
Go ahead.
No, did you want to do the pool scene?
Oh, the pool. I thought that... Because it was after that where she told her about the story. So I thought we were not going over that. But we can go back to it.
Oh. Okay, guys. I flip-flopped. I thought the pool scene was after...
No, that's when she tells her the story, because she sees her about to get killed in the pool, and then... So,
this is when the movie really starts playing with us.
Yeah.
And Brenda goes, nothing's going to happen to me. I love it. I'm like, oh, the first time I watched this movie, I'm like, oh, look at this cocky-ass bitch.
Yes.
Because, and this is why casting is important, guys. They cast Mr. Freddy Krueger himself as a slightly unhinged professor. Of course I think he's the killer.
Right.
Ty.
Right. It's Freddy Krueger.
It's Freddy Krueger. I was like, that's great. We're casting him as a killer again. Kudos. Love it. Here for it. The misdirect in this movie is fantastic, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
You are way deep in this movie before you think it's not him. And if you thought it was somebody besides him up until you find out it's not him, please let me know who you thought it was, because you were watching this movie way, way closer than I was if you pinged anybody but him. Okay? So God bless. So Brenda goes to Natalie, you need to come to the party. No, you don't. Yeah. Every college horror movie.
At a party.
It's teen horror movie. Again,
Randy's rules.
Don't go to the party.
The party.
Don't drink. Don't have sex. Y'all are breaking all these rules.
All the rules. It's like they've never seen
a horror movie.
For students that are that into urban legends, you'd think that they would have seen a few horror movies here and there.
Just one or two. That's all I'm asking for. So we go to the world's worst frat party. I'm just going to say it. That didn't look
fun. It was a pretty trashy looking party.
Trashy. Poor Tara Reid has gotten sucked into talking to this man about a scream in a song. She's like, dude, leave me alone. She went like, poor Tara Reid. Yeah. That poor girl. She's been through it. In movies and in real life. Yeah. Poor Tara Reid.
Hey, she got Sharknado after this, all right? So
I'm just saying. Some things have happened to Tara. That's all I'm saying.
I like the twist on this story, on this urban legend.
Oh, well, then you take it since you enjoy it.
Oh, I mean, I don't like what happens, but I like that you think it's one urban legend and then it's another one.
Oh, yeah.
Him, yeah, because he, after he makes his whole speech about like, oh, let's just have fun and it's all good, blah, 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 his little cocky monologue, then goes upstairs and gets a phone call and says, you're going to die tonight. And he's like, oh, let me guess, the phone call's coming from in the house. And he's like, yeah, no, this is not that urban legend. It's the one where the woman drives her dog in the microwave. And that's when he knew shit got real. And he runs down, checks the microwave, and sure enough, his dog, what was his dog, is in the microwave.
I hated this.
Yeah.
The way they could have restored this scene for me was to have the dog go running by. So, like... We think it's just like a squirrel or something that she put in there. Not that cruelty to squirrels is not wrong.
That's better.
But it's better. I'm sorry. as a woman who has unfortunately hit many a squirrel in her day with her automobile, because I'm sorry, squirrel, if it's you or me hitting a pole, it's you.
The squirrel, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. A little self-preservation, squirrel community.
That's it. You live in the city. You live in the city. You understand. Or the country or wherever. You're aware of cars.
You've seen them before. You know it's going to hit you. Just, like, listen, I don't like crossroads that don't have a crosswalk. Because I'm aware. Squirrels, yeah. Just, listen, you saw Tyrone get killed last week when he tried to cross the street.
I was going
to
say that. I was like, you saw Tony get run over.
You saw one of your little friends get run over, so don't try it.
That's hilarious. I was going to say the exact same thing. You saw it happen. And he didn't get up. You went over, you tapped him. You poked him with your finger.
He did not move.
You understood. You understood the concept.
Yeah. So that's how that movie could have redeemed itself in that scene for that. Me. But unfortunately, he's freaking out. He goes to the bathroom. He gets got.
Oh, again, second week in a row, we've seen Jane down the throat as a death.
Yeah.
Who knew?
And second week in a row, I didn't care for it.
Still don't care for it. Not even with the Pop Rocks.
Nope.
That was so rude. It was like, well, okay, the Pop Rocks don't really matter. It's not the Pop Rocks that are going to kill me. It's the It's the Drano down the throat. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Bastard.
So Tara Reid has left the party. And Rebecca Gayhart, or Brenda, sees Natalie kissing Jared Leto. And she freaks out.
Jared Leto kissed her. Let's be clear. He made the move.
Kissing happened. And that being said, he goes outside. She goes outside and is crying in the rain. And inside, they hear what is happening to Tara Reid.
Oh, yeah, because she's on her radio show.
She's on her radio show. Her producer, we see him get killed.
In the background.
Second, the phone cut out on me is the second I'd be up on my jump.
Boom.
Yeah. What's happening behind me that cut out?
I liked that death, though. That was interesting because it was in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, like, really, really paying attention, you won't notice it.
Yeah. And then poor Tara Reid.
She tried.
Natalie goes to try to save her. And then Jared Leto, he has left before that scene. And this is another way the movie's doing a good job of misdirection of the killer. Because you think you know where the killer is. You don't know where Jared Leto's character is. You know where Natalie is.
Yeah.
And you don't know where Robert Englund's character is.
Yeah.
So there are at least two possibilities right now in your head. I was still leaning towards Robert Englund. And Jared Leto finds Natalie. They decide to get off campus as quickly as possible, get into town, get to real help. They bring Brenda with them. They find her. She was like, I heard the radio, blah, 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 blah. And that's when if you're paying attention, you've clicked it now. Now is when I clicked who the murderer was. That's the moment you know that Brenda and Jared are not safe. The killer is inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that there's no way she heard the radio, because last we see her, she is outside the frat house.
Oh, yeah. See, you're good at that kind of thing.
So that is when I clocked it. I was like, oh, I don't think it's Robert. It's her. She... She couldn't have gotten there that quickly from the frat house because we had seen how long it took Natalie to do it.
Yeah.
And Natalie would have actually heard it, whereas Rebecca would have been running after her if she had passed Rebecca on the stairs. She would have been directly behind Natalie, not that far behind. And we find very quickly that it is not Mr. Robert Englund.
Yes, they find his body.
They pull into a gas station, and they're like, what is that smell? They go to check the trunk while Jared's inside calling for help, and they find poor Mr. Whittier's body.
But to be fair, if you didn't track as well as Alicia tracks these things, you don't know this at this point. And so when they find Robert Englund in the trunk, you are thinking it's Jared Leto or Paul, or whatever his name.
Correct. Because I had never clocked Paul, I don't know even if I hadn't been tracking that I would have clocked Paul. He just never seemed like, he just didn't seem like he could have. Like, yeah. He just didn't seem...
like the type?
Like, yeah, like he just, yeah, no. To be honest, Brenda always seemed the type. Could just be because Rebecca Gayheart's really good at playing crazy people.
She has been
in a lot of movies, so.
Yeah.
But like I said, until that moment where she said, oh my God, I heard the radio, what's going on? And you know she didn't. You're like, oh. But before that, my bet was Robert. But then when he shows up dead too, you're like, oh yeah, I'm completely right. They go running. Natalie gets separated from Brenda, which is just weird.
Yeah, I was like, how did that happen?
But it happens.
And then Natalie proceeds to try to get a truck to get the fuck out of there without even a worry about Brenda.
Yep.
She's like, hey, I gotta get out of here.
And it is the janitor. And they're trying to do a good misdirect of making you think it's him.
Yeah.
Which, his car is broken. She can't get out the door, blah, blah, blah.
He's so creepy. You never suspect him because that'd be way too obvious.
Obvious. Right. I'm not saying it wasn't too obvious. I'm saying they were trying.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm saying like, yeah, but you never ever really suspect him because he's way too creepy and it'd be too easy.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though. He knew way more about that supposed slashing situation that happened in 73 than he let on, because he immediately goes, well, ask Whittier. Oh, but if you know which one to ask, you probably know a lot, sir. So how about you start talking?
Start talking.
Also, Whittier, and there were just certain deaths that make absolutely no sense why, once you figure out why it's happening.
Yeah. I was wondering, are they going to explain like the reasons behind all this? But
so Natalie then hears Brenda and runs to Brenda's assistance, only to get knocked out by the killer, who is then revealed to be Brenda.
I mean, punches are good in the face. I don't know. She sits up and just pops her good.
Yeah.
And then that crazy eye comes out.
Oh,
this.
I mean, she was barely keeping it in, but she real popped it then. So she pops it and she starts telling us why she's doing it. Mm-hmm. We find out that her fiance, basically, for all intents and purposes, was the one killed in the car accident
by Natalie and Michelle.
Okay, well, that explains why you want Michelle dead, and that explains why you want Natalie dead.
Why do you have to kill their... Like, why do I have to die because they missed?
She said that she wanted to psychologically torture her first.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good job. If I inadvertently killed somebody for the second time in my life, I mean, that's the height of...
of psychological... Yeah.
The one that I really can't understand, because I don't feel... like Natalie would have given a shit if he was alive or dead, is the frat boy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No. And she wasn't even around for, like, it was...
She wasn't around.
Nothing to her.
Yeah. And the principal.
The dean, yeah.
The dean. Robert Englund, Mr. Whittier, they say, she says why. Because she's going to use Whittier as her alibi, basically. Yeah. Obviously, her roommate, Natalie's roommate, was once again to torture Natalie emotionally.
Yeah, psychologically. Wexler. I was like, it's not. I kept trying to remember. It's Wexler is his last name.
Oh, it's not Whittier?
No, it's Wexler.
Oh, okay. Really thought it was Whittier, guys. Moving on. I'm so proud of myself today, guys. I thought I had a name.
You were close. It was a W.
So close. I've lost my entire train of thought. Now, Jen, pick me up.
So she said, so psychologically, she's going to pin everything on Wexler. So, and her, oh my God, just her little mannerisms and how she, like, the things that she says, her whole reveal scene is amazing. I think Rebecca deserves a lot of credit for that. That's one of the, it's one of the most fun, crazy people to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Because she's got these little things, that's the way she says things and stuff like that. It's just very interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Reese comes in and attempts to save the day.
Yeah.
Attempts to arrest.
Valiant effort.
Brenda. No, Reese, darling. This woman is stone cold crazy. She has killed no less than 7 people. And you think she doesn't have extra weaponry on her?
Yeah.
Is insane to me.
I don't understand not shooting immediately.
Yeah, take out a knee.
You don't have to kill her, but incapacitate her immediately.
Yeah.
Why are we talking and pointing a gun without shooting it? Don't understand that. Yeah.
She's stage 7.
Done. She's out of here.
She's level 10 crazy pants, okay? Like, so, yeah, I don't understand that at all.
She gets taken out. She gets cut.
Yeah.
Incapacitated. Jared Leto comes in. Oh, no, no. Then she holds the gun. Then she's got the gun to Natalie.
She's got the gun. And Jared comes in and tries to sweet talk her and say he's into the plan and everything.
He had it. All he had to do was not ask for the gun.
Yes.
As soon as you ask for the gun, that's when it sounds like, oh, okay, now you're trying to play me.
Right.
I think he could have gotten away with it if he hadn't asked for the gun.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thankfully, Reese is still pretty good and shoots Brenda in the knee. Brenda drops the gun. Natalie gets the gun. Natalie shoots Brenda, and Brenda goes out a window. They go to drop. They get help for Reese, and they're driving out of town. And somehow, movie magic. This is the part of the movie I got real problems with.
Yeah.
Is where they are. This is where it almost makes it only a 9 for me, is we should have ended right there.
Yeah.
Them just driving out of town. But no, let's have Brenda, who somehow managed to get
to the car before
again and get into the car.
Yeah, they really did give zero shits about logistics here.
Logic and continuity at this point went right out the window.
They were like, nope, we're just going to do Urban Legend stuff. That's it.
And
that's their whole goal.
They swerve, they blah, 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 blah. They hit the railing and down she goes.
I mean, flies out the windshield.
Flies.
Into the water.
An icy river, because it's school time, which means it is after September, but before Memorial Day. And I don't really care, unless the school is in California or Texas. Yeah,
which we know it's not.
Which this has New England vibe.
All over it.
This is a New England school. You can't convince me. There wasn't a single black person on campus. You can't convince me this wasn't a New England school. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on. Even the Skulls had the one token, and they're at Yale. I mean, Jesus Christ.
They threw one in at the end, though. In that group of friends.
in the new group.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Reese is black, but she's not a student.
So, yeah, no, she was a security guard.
So that water was cold. And somehow, she lives through it all. Crazy Pants is now at another school living her own urban legend and correcting people who dare to do it wrong.
Oh, they did the little reveal of having the students sit around, and then at the end it's like, oh, it's her, she's alive. And you're like, yeah, I saw that coming.
Yeah. Nobody's shocked.
Yeah.
Anything else we should talk about?
No, I still think, even with all those flaws, it's still a solid, fun movie.
Oh, it's fantastic. You definitely
watch
it again. I watch it all the time.
It's actually, and I was thinking about it, it's good story-wise, because none of the kills are really, like, epic.
There's
not really anything where you're like, oh, that was a good kill.
Now, the problem with Urban Legend 2 is, A, I've never watched it, but B, it just doesn't have the same kind of cast, guys.
Which one's the next one? Is it Urban Legends Bloody Mary? Is that the next one?
It's
Final Cut.
Oh, no. It's 2 and then Final Cut.
Oh, okay.
Or actually, I guess it's the same. Yeah, no, it's the same. Final Cut.
Final Cut is 2.
Final Cut is 2.
Yeah.
And it's got, Loretta's back as Reese. And we do have Joey Lawrence, so.
Oh, love me some Joey Lawrence. He just got married. I'm so sad.
So, I mean, but that's about it, guys. That really is about it as far as cast.
Well, they got Anthony Anderson. He's a win. This was back in his earlier days, though.
I was going to say, now I would consider him a win.
Yeah.
I don't know if 2000,
the well, Anderson was hitting. But you know, it's always fun to go back and see those actors that you like now and what they were doing earlier. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I agree. But it doesn't, I've never had the penchant to watch it. Maybe I will, but I
think we did a watch party for it once. I think it's worth seeing at least once.
Okay.
I say that about a lot of movies, but not every movie, but a lot of movies.
Yeah, Mother's Day is not worth watching.
Never. Don't have to. Don't do it.
Friends in the group tell us that they enjoyed it, and now I'm sorry, I can't be friends with them anymore. So, I mean, Jesse, I loved you, man, but
I can't take your recommendations anymore.
Yeah. trauma.
Okay.
Trauma.
But anyway, yes. And I don't know if I've seen Bloody Mary, though.
Wait, there's a third one?
Yeah, Bloody Mary is the third. That's what I was saying. Urban Legend. Yeah, there it is. 2005.
Oh, yeah. Who's in this one?
That one seems like it's more supernatural than Psycho Killer.
It has Kate and Rooney Mara.
Kate Mara. Don Shanks. I'm going to see if that one's playing anywhere. I think I'd want to watch that one. It's interesting when they take things from real world to supernatural, even though this has nothing to do with the other urban legends.
Yeah, good times.
I think.
There wasn't any other urban legends, right? We stopped at 3.
No, I think that was 3. That was it. I think for me, actually, after talking through it, I think for me, I'd have to say 9 out of 10.
Yeah, now that we've talked.
Yeah.
Oh, there was rumors of an urban legend for... in 2020, I thought.
Oh.
So.
We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, we shall see.
But yeah, I'd have to say 9, because I like more logistics and continuity and making it make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, until we really talked about the end of the movie, it didn't bother me as much. And then when I was saying it out loud, I was like,
like, wait a minute. Wait,
this is fucking annoying to me.
It's still a good movie. Like I said, it's still good. Still fun. Good.
9 out of 10 is fantastic.
Yeah, still fantastic. But if they had just put a little more care into the logistics and how Brenda got around.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you,
how was she strong enough to string up Jonathan?
Exactly. And kick in a windshield on a car.
Yeah.
But like, it made sense in Scream because there are two of them. So you know that it's not just one person in all these places. You're like, oh, okay, it was two people. And actually, you could still see it as one person in Scream. It was done so well.
Right.
It could have been one person. But here, it's just like, and she's tiny. She can't be more than 5'3".
No. Well, let's see. Let's see what Rebecca Gayhart's height is.
They're asking people a lot there. That this one tiny human can do all this.
Oh, she's 5'7".
Oh, really? Huh. That's interesting. I picture her as being tiny.
Me too. But no, she's... Guess how old she is now.
71, so what, 41?
50.
50?
71 is 50 years.
Oh, Lord. Jesus, that's right.
Because I'm 81 and that's 40.
Yeah. So. Damn. No, you're right. Jeez Louise. Oh. But still, even at 5'7", it's not like she was bulky, like had any weight behind her.
No.
And stringing up Joshua Jackson, who's what, 6 foot?
Yeah, he's a tall one. I think he's 6 foot.
Yeah, at least.
6 or 6'2"? We'll look that up for you guys. I'd like to give you guys...
Yeah, I'm looking that up now. Joshua Jackson.
Oh, he's only 43.
Yeah, he's a hottie. And he likes chocolate.
You just keep saying it.
I know. I'm going to keep saying it because it's exciting.
But why can't I get a height? Why can't I get a height?
Maybe he doesn't want...
Oh, there it is, height. 6'1". He's 6'1".
6'1". Yeah, there's no way her 5'7 ass strung him up.
Yeah.
To a tree. First of all, dragged him on top of a car.
He is not a fat man, but he is a built man.
He's substantial. He's got some meat on him.
6'1", even a thin 6'1",
right,
is not a 200-pound mark on a man.
Right.
And he is not a thin 6'1". He is a 210, 220. That man exercises.
Yeah.
He's got some muscle on him. Muscle weighs more than fat. There's no way. I am a large woman and I could not string up Joshua. No.
Not drag him up on a car and then also string him up into a tree. None of that makes sense.
No.
That's probably the worst part of the movie. Just that death alone makes
me... lack of continuity now is really ruining one of...
That's the only thing that sucks. But again, the storyline is good. The reveal is fun. Who the killer turns out to be is fun.
Yeah. No, I like it. So, yeah, I would say watch this.
Yeah.
If you guys have any thing you'd like to hear Jen and I talk about, please let us know.
Yeah.
And I think that's all for this week.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
See ya.